Opportunity to be with you here at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. Ask a continued interest in your prayers as we stand before you. What I'd like to speak to you about this morning, the Lord being my helper, is on the subject of the purity of God's Word. This book that sits before me is God's holy, inspired, and infallible Word. And I believe every word of it. I believe it's in harmony from the very first of Genesis all the way through the last verse of the book of Revelation. And I believe it's God's inspired Word to His people. And I'll tell you this little story about, I might have told it before, but about an experience I had. It's become sort of, for me, a thorn in the flesh when I think about it. But there was a time when my dad was a Primitive Baptist deacon in the church down in Milledgeville, the Camp Creek Primitive Baptist Church in the Old Muggy Association. My dad was an humble guy. He loved the Scriptures, and he knew the Scriptures about as well as anybody I've ever known, because he studied them and he read it all the time. All of his time in his latter years was in study and reading the Scriptures. But I was at that time a missionary Baptist, and when we'd go visit him, me and him would always talk the Bible, but it would always end up that I was disagreeing with him or he was disagreeing with me. Of course, with him, it was always an humble spirit. He wanted me to know the truth that he knew, and he was trying to convey it to me. And I can remember one weekend, the reason I say it was a thorn in the flesh, I love my dad as much as any man I've ever known upon the face of this earth, and I miss him because he's gone on to be with heaven, with the Lord in heaven. But I can remember this particular weekend. We got on a scripture, and I had my view, and he was trying to tell me the truth of what that scripture taught, and I got into an argument with him. I won't say he got into an argument with me. He was humbly trying to convey to me the truth. But to me, I was just so adamant that I was right and he was wrong, that me and him got cross with one another. And I left his home that weekend thinking I'll never come back here again. And I felt so guilty thinking that about my dad that I loved so much. And so I went home. And I believe this is when the Lord began to show me the truth of his scripture. And this is all before I became a Primitive Baptist. I went home feeling so guilty over feeling that way about my dad that I prayed unto the Lord. And in my prayer to the Lord, this is what I prayed, a simple prayer. I got down on my knees and I prayed, Lord, I don't know whether the things I hear when I go to church at my missionary Baptist church is the truth or not. Lord, I don't know whether the things that my dad is trying to convey to me from what the scriptures teach is the truth or not. But I did say this, Lord, I do know that thy word is truth.
That's right. Yes.
And then when I said that, I asked the Lord, Lord, reveal to me the truth of your word. And the Lord answered that prayer, because it wasn't long after that I read that scripture that me and my dad was discussing. He wasn't arguing. I was the arguing one. He was just stating the truth about it. And I saw the truth of what my dad was telling me in that scripture. What I'm saying to you is, this is God's word. It's pure. It's perfect. There's not any scripture in it that you should shy away from. It's all the truth of God. Do we all understand it and read it as we read through it? No, that proves to me it's God's word. It's not like a novel, a best-selling novel on the New York Times best-selling novel list. It's not like one of those. You can't just read it and understand everything that's written. It's God's word, and we must depend upon God to reveal unto us the truth of his word. When we read it, I hope a lot of you, or maybe all of you here, are going through. Brother Will put up a daily Bible reading so you can read through the scriptures every day. I hope you're going through that this year and reading God's word. But anytime you sit down to read God's word, always pray that God would reveal to you the truth of what you're reading. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to you things you've never even thought of, things you've never even dreamed of. You'll get nuggets every day from reading God's word, if you'll do that. But I want to take a look at some scriptures here that tell us that talk about the purity of God's word. The first one is in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 7. And this states two things that are very crucial and important to those who are readers of God's word. First of all, it says in verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect. Perfect. Did you hear me? the law of the Lord is perfect. Now, there's not many things perfect in this world in which we live in. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you with all of my heart, this book that's before me, the law of the Lord, the law of God, it is perfect. He never recorded anything that was in error. He never did anything that was wrong or not right. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Now I want you to think about that. As you read the book of the Word of God, it's the law of the Lord. It's perfect. It'll convert the soul. Now what does that mean? Will it convert the soul from a death in trespasses and sin to life? No, that's Jesus and the Holy Spirit that does that. But the Word of God, as you read it, it'll convert your soul. What it'll do, it'll direct you into the right path that you ought to walk as you follow the Lord here in this life. It'll give you things that you can use in life to make life better and to make life more enjoyable. It'll enable you to enjoy that eternal life that God has given to you while you travel here in this world. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And you'll have conversion from your thought and conversion from the error of your way from reading and studying God's Word, because it is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And you know, I'm just a simple man myself, a simple person. But the things that God has revealed to me in His Word have made me wise. I mentioned my dad and how much he understood and how he relished the Scriptures and just wanted to devour them and study them and read them and make them a part of his daily life. Well, he was doing that, and he was it was converting his soul as he did it, and he was taking the testimony of the Lord, and it was making him wise, even as a simple person. A simple-minded person, God's Word will make us wise in the things of how to live life, of how to live your life with your family, of how to live life in your service to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Now we want to take a look at some other scriptures that talk about the Word of the Lord. And we'll back up into another psalm. Here in Psalm chapter 12, we'll find a scripture that says, the words of the Lord are pure words. Pure words. Pure, something that's pure is something that has nothing to deflect from that it is. It's like you look for something pure. It has no other elements in it that make it other than what that particular thing is. It's pure. It's pure of anything that would deflect from the purity of it. We find in Psalms chapter 12, verse 6, it says this, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver. Now this is an example, as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Now you can take a piece of metal, and it can be silver, but it may not be pure. It may have other elements in it. It may have other metals in it. It may be mixed with something where it's not pure silver. But if you try it in a furnace of the earth or a furnace of fire, and you purify it seven times, you come out with pure gold, pure silver. You've purified it and made it pure. That's the way the word of the Lord is. It doesn't take me to purify it. God has purified it because He is a God of all grace, a God of all mercy, and a God of all power. And His words are pure. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And you know, I like that scripture because I believe that's why we have this scripture before me. You know, it's the first English translation of the scriptures. It's the King James Version of the scripture. And that's one of my favorite parts. When me and Carol were traveling and we went to England and we went to the palace of the king where King James was, and we saw a picture there of King James. Well, King James, who just happened to be one of the kings of England, who was a Christian, he wanted the scriptures to be translated into the English language so that the English people would have the scriptures to read. And this is the only translation. Now, what King James did, he chose the most scholarly Bible scholars that he could find to take the Hebrew and Greek editions of the scriptures and translate them into the English language. And they were under penalty of death to change one word from what the original language said to the English language. And when they felt that it was necessary to add words to clarify the meaning in the English language, they had to identify those words. And when you're reading your scriptures, you'll see words that are in italics. That's not a part of the original language of the text. It was added by the translators to add the true meaning of the English language to it. So you could read this scripture and leave the italics out. They're added words that the translator added. But they're the only translators that ever identified words that they added from the original language to the language of the English, the King James Version. And us old primitive Baptists, we don't want no revised version. I don't want no Bible that some man has revised because he don't believe what that says, so he revised it to be what he thinks it ought to be. I don't want no Bible like that. Do you? They call them RVs, and they got that RV right. That stands for revised version, but what RV really means is it'll reverse your vision. And if you spend much time with those revised versions, you'll reverse your vision. I've got them in my home. I had them before I became a primitive Baptist, but I don't ever look at them no more because I don't want my vision reversed. I want the original English version, the King James Version that King James authorized to be the translation from the original unto the English language. And so here it says here in the book of Psalms, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And I believe God has preserved this English translation for us in this day and time in which we live. Now we want to turn on over into the book of Psalms, where we'll find a scripture that says the word of the God, the word of the Lord is tried. What does that mean? Is tried. That means it's been tested. That means it's been proved. That means it's trustworthy. You can trust the word of God. Whatever it says, you just believe it and follow it as it says it, and you will be okay. It says here in verse 30 here of Psalms 18, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. Tried means it's tested, it's proved, it's trustworthy. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Yes, it is. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon the high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken in my hands. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. How wonderful it is to know that the Lord saved us by His own grace, by His own purpose, by the works of His own Son, and not by anything that we have done. It's all of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, for bringing it down to me. Thank you, Lord, for salvation and showing me that it is of the Lord and not of myself. The Lord's word is tried. It's tested. It's proved. It's trustworthy. Now on over into the next chapter 19 of the book of Psalms, right after our text, it says in verse 8, it said, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. There's a great reward for every child of God who will be obedient unto God's word and follow the Lord Jesus Christ in obedience unto Him. Being at the house of the Lord to worship Him whenever it's time to worship. I'm glad for the Primitive Baptist Church, who worships the Lord in the only way that we have ever been authorized to worship Him. That's to meet together in the house of the Lord, to sing and make melody in our hearts unto the Lord without the aid of musical instruments. Why? Why is that important to God? Because you're using something God gave you, which is your natural voice, to praise Him. You're not using man-made instruments you can use to improve the music. No, it's praise unto God, using your voice, singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. We not only sing, but we have prayer. We have prayer to a Jesus that's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And we pray to Him, and He's seated there as our intercessor. Only one intercessor between God and man. That's the man Christ Jesus. And we pray to Jesus, and He intercedes in our behalf to God the Father. We have prayer unto Jesus. Prayer unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we have the preaching of the gospel for men called of God, as Elder Martin here has been called of God to proclaim and declare the glorious riches of Christ and Him crucified. And I'm satisfied. I've been in it 41 years now, and I'm satisfied with that order of worship. And I don't want to add anything to it. I don't want to change it in any way. It's the way the Lord has set down for us to worship and adore the Lord God of heaven and of earth. One other scripture now in closing out this part of the service this morning. There's a scripture in the book of Proverbs that says every word of God is pure. It says in chapter 30 of the book of Proverbs, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Now, where's your trust this morning? I can remember a time my trust was in myself. My trust was in the fact that I had accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. My trust wasn't in the Lord. My trust was in myself. And I'm telling you, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. And I'll go to heaven not based on what I've done. I'll go to heaven based on what Jesus accomplished for me. And I'll place all of my trust. I'll take my last breath of life from this earth, trusting in the Lord and the Lord alone. Yes, indeed, it says here in verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. And then I like this next verse, add thou not unto His words. So don't decide, well, the Lord just didn't know enough about how we ought to worship. So let's add something else that He didn't think of. No, this says, add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee and thou be found a liar. Yes, we better watch out adding stuff that's not authorized in the scripture. We'll be found to be a liar. Praise God for His holy, inspired, and infallible word. I thank you for your attention. Now pray for Brother Martin as he comes to preach the gospel to you.
Amen. Pictures of joy.